But here's a good one for you. I just learned the other day. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Life is not a waste of time, and time is not a waste of life. So let's stop wasting time, get wasted, and have the time of our lives.
Hey! Yeah!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
What do you think about a guy who you're doing an interview with on a YouTube video? And he just whips out his dick and says, hey, you want to play with my dick? What do you
think
about
it? Is that jumping in?
Is that jumping in?
That's too bad.
You want to jump into my pants?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's my opinion!
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Rectangular Services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. That guy still
haunts your brain.
He haunts my brain. And here's the thing. I followed him on Instagram, yet I can't unfollow him for some strange reason. I mean, I can physically unfollow him, but my head won't let me do that. Because this guy continues to put out the same song over and over again. Every day, it's two or three
all
posts of the same song. But what he does is he travels to different locations to strangely sing the song in the middle of the public. Yesterday, he put out a video. We're talking about this guy who's we had this song on a couple of weeks ago on the show. He's an Instagram. He's a CEO of some small company he has himself. But now he fashions himself a music, a pop artist. So he is singing this song, and the song goes like this. I am rectangular. I feel it in my bones. I am rectangular. No circles, no one knows. Or whatever the fuck he says. He only seems to have one song. And he literally, in his Instagram posts, will make a reel by traveling somewhere, like the middle of Times Square, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Chicago. And what he does is he just films himself in the middle of some public location singing this song out loud. Yesterday, he was on a plane. And he was walking down the aisle. You can tell the plane's in the air, too. He's walking down the aisle with his camera singing the song. And you should see all the people as he's passing by. He's walking, like, backwards toward the bathrooms. And everybody's turning around like, what the fuck is this dude doing? You can tell that some of those people on that flight are seriously concerned for their well-being.
Right.
Like, is he going to blow up the plane?
Exactly.
He is rectangular. Rectangular.
I think you might need to embrace this and message him, slide in his DMs. And say, when are you going to be in Atlanta?
The problem.
And let's go meet him.
We'll have him here and he can sing this. You know what? This is not a bad idea, actually. Chrissy, you just had a good idea. Write it down in the book, but pretend like we didn't write it down in the book.
I'll write
you know
it
what
in
I'm saying?
Book.
One of these days, we're going to go through that book and we're going to realize we had a lot of good ideas that never came to fruition. All right. Thanks for joining us here on another episode of The Commercial Break. Let me recap some of the headlines in case you missed the last episode. I'll reiterate this for a couple times just so everyone knows. We are now 4 days a week here on The Commercial Break, and we're so happy to put out that extra content because otherwise we don't know what we would do with it. Chrissy's back in the studio after taking some time off. We're so happy to have you, Chrissy. It feels like home when you're here.
It does.
But
for me too.
But we certainly appreciate all of the help that was given by Astrid and Christina.
You guys did a fantastic job covering for me. I really appreciate
it. The fans liked it. The fans did like it. They have been writing in saying they enjoyed to hear Christina and Astrid on the show. And also, along with the 4 days a week, I'm just reiterating this because I think it's important that we kind of break down the walls here and just share with you what we're doing as creators. Every time I call myself a creator, I feel like such a douche. I'm a content creator. Oh, really, Brian, are you? Yes, I am. I get ass. I do get ass. So as creators, one of the only ways that we make money, and that's even subject to scrutiny, is we make money by inserting ads into the show. That's how we make money. So we understand advertising is, you know, ads in a show is not your favorite thing in the world. But please bear with us as we add two smaller commercial breaks into the show instead of one very long commercial break into the show. It's a commercial break inside of the commercial break.
Yes, it is.
And so anyway, you get the point. And I just wanted to share that with you so you know what's going on. We appreciate you listening to our show, and we would appreciate it if you would listen to the sponsors and buy their products and services if you're in the market for it, obviously. You know, if you're a small kid and you're looking to buy boner pills, don't do that. You know, I was listening to our show the other day, and do you know what came on? Three separate, like the ad at the beginning of the show, and then the two ads in the middle of the ad breaks in the middle of the show were erectile dysfunction. ads from like a local erectile dysfunction clinic. And I just really wanted to get on the microphone, or I really wanted to say.
I've seen him on TV recently too. I know Jeff. That's right. I know you missed out.
I did.
Yeah. Well, it's not too late. There's a billion of them coming out,
it
seems like.
It's so crazy.
And I know Jeff and I were watching TV the other night. We had the game on in the background. And I mean, they're just, they're like, hey, you having trouble finishing?
Hey, you got a softy?
Low T, da, 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 da. I mean, Jeff was like, they're not even hiding it anymore. It's just like, get your boner meds here.
That's it. And it seems like the guys in the commercials, the television commercials, are getting younger and younger. The models that they're using.
Right.
I remember when the first Viagra commercials came out.
He has like a gray-haired man.
Yeah, it's like a gray-haired man. And he's like, you know, playing softball with his work buddies or whatever. It's like... still having problems, you know, still having problems getting it up in the bedroom or whatever they said. They made it so tactful that you didn't even, you know.
Yes.
Remember that guy Mike Piazza played for the Mets? He was like the first Viagra spokesperson. And
yeah.
He's like, when I played for the Mets, I did nothing but sit down. Unfortunately, I don't want my dick to do the same thing. That's why I'm getting up to bat with Viagra.
Right.
And now I'm hitting home runs every night. And then his wife steps in the picture smiling as if all her problems had gone away.
Exactly.
Because now he can get a hard on every time he asks. Now it's like, do you have a limp dick?
It does.
Get this generic Viagra pill. It'll help you get hard, hard, hard. You'll be giving orgasms to squirrels. That's how hard you'll be. Your dick will show up at the restaurant 5 minutes before you do with new generic Viagra.
Squirrels. Oh my God. Well, not to side note here, but do you have crazy squirrels? I have crazy squirrels
at
our house. Like they're wild. In fact, last night I had a dream about one of them staring me down because they will get on my fence and just stare me down. One has half of a tail. I call him Halftail.
Halftail. Yeah. Halftail Holdley.
I know. I'm like, how Halftail's out there again? He like went flying across the fence the other day. I was out there looking at the flowers. I mean,
I don't know what's good.
Wild.
This time of year, I think they get a little nutty because they're all fighting for food.
For the nuts.
So we have a pretty big backyard back there, right?
Yeah,
it's fenced in and we have a couple trees. The chipmunks and the squirrels are my arch nemesis, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Like my dad will literally... I don't even want to say what my dad will do with the squirrels, but he's like a lot of other old fathers who just think squirrels are annoyances and that they're just little rats that should be taken care of, right? But I'm not going to do that because first of all, I have children. Second of all, I'm not that guy. Like, I'll take a bug and put it outside. That's just the nature of Brian. But my daughter, I'll find her often staring outside my window in the bedroom because there is a whole world back there that comes alive in the morning. It's hundreds of squirrels.
Yes.
There's a red-tailed hawks that have a nest up in one of the trees, and there's like three of them that fly around, and oftentimes they'll come pick a chipmunk up and take it away. And my daughter's
my
like,
God.
Daddy, the chipmunk's flying! And I'm like, well...
I haven't seen that, but I have seen the holes in our yard.
Yes,
from the chipmunks. I was like, is that a snake hole? And then now I'm like, no, it's the chipmunks.
You know, I asked the same dumb question of the exterminators. I had chipmunks up.
Too.
I had chipmunks up in my attic, right? And or not chipmunks, squirrels up in my attic. So I got a guy. He came. He sealed it up. Remember when I had the mouse in the house?
Yes.
Right. Well, he found squirrels in the house too. So he sealed the whole house up and all this other stuff. And then I was like, hey, dude, can we do something about these holes in the ground? I go, there's snakes down there or something. And he goes, hey, Brian. He's like an old, like, you know, so, hey, Brian, which snake do you know has hands? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, how do you think a snake digs a hole? I was like,
well, don't snakes go in holes?
No, they don't.
Oh.
No, they do go in holes.
Oh.
They don't dig holes. They'll go in holes.
Well, I thought they just maybe burrowed.
Yeah, they burrow to get the chipmunk out of there, and then they come back out.
No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, shit, we've got snakes.
I know. I was like...
I was like, oh, wait, no, I think it's just chipmunks.
Yeah, okay, it's just chipmunks.
Yeah.
Listen.
And then I'm like, are they in there?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the hole right now, and I was trying to put out Halloween decor, like in the yard, those little RIP headstone things and whatever. And so I'm like, well, is it still in there? Hit it?
The thing about chipmunks is you should see it. I'll watch a chipmunk. There's a crack in the pavement, you know, like where the little lines in the pavement where the next part starts, right? That's how they do it.
Right, the slab.
They box it out, the slab, and they put these little lines so that they can keep the cement all even and all that stuff when they're drying it, curing it. The chipmunk has buried a hole in between those two lines, in between those two cement pads. He's buried a hole, or they have buried a hole in between it, but you go straight up to that line and you tell me where there's a chipmunk hole. I cannot see it, but I have watched chipmunks go into that line and then they come out the other side of the yard.
Really? They're like,
and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Why do they do that?
Because of the red tail hawk. They have to get across the yard. But then there's squirrels and they're digging back there. They're killing any grass that I might have.
Oh, I know. My plants are like dug up.
Oh, God, it drives me fucking crazy.
I came outside there. There was a huge clump of dirt just laying there from when somebody had gotten in there and dug around.
It's those fucking squirrels and chipmunks.
They're crazy.
And I'm telling you what right now, we sound like two old white people right now arguing about squirrels.
No, I think everybody who at least lives in a house knows about the squirrels.
You know those commercials for like State Farm where the guy's like teaching those people how to not turn into their fathers?
It's the best. I love those commercials.
It's so good.
Oh my God. They're like, the latest one I saw was so funny.
No. We don't kill squirrels.
This is a search bar.
Yes.
And this is another part of this website.
Do we ask the search website to find our lost keys? No, we don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sorry
to side note about the squirrels.
I know, but it's such a pain in the ass.
And then I had the one. Did I tell you about the one that, like, because I have the kitchen windows look out like onto the fence type thing. And there's a bird feeder out there too. So I have a whole thing with the bird feeder and the food and the squirrels
getting
the food.
That's my dad's. That's a bane of my dad's existence too, is that fucking bird
feeder. I figured it out. But when I took the food away, the squirrel came in. I kid you not, it attached its claws to the screen in my kitchen.
Oh no.
Like and just stared at me. I was like, Jesus. And I told Jeff about it and he goes, well, is it rabid?
You will put the bird feeder back, bitch.
No.
I was here before you were, and I'm gonna tell you how things go around here this house. Now put the bird feeder back, stop fucking with me, or I'm gonna show up in your kitchen every morning to fuck with you.
I swear. I mean, I'm having nightmares about him.
You should. We look cute, but we're insidious little fuckers.
They do. It's
you ever
the
seen
truth.
My cousin Sal in New York? He was dragging pieces of pizza down into the subway. Fucker.
I think that was a rat, but whatever. They're all rats. That's what they are.
They are rodents.
Even the chipmunks. But I do find the chipmunks to be
pretty cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
They get a little white.
Yeah, I just leave them alone. They have dug holes all over my front yard. They're under my walkway up front. They're under my driveway. They're killing everything around here. Yeah. And you know what I do? I go like this. I don't want Mia to see me killing a chipmunk. You know what I'm saying? But I do have a squirrel like this too. He hangs out like there's a fence post. There's the gate is near my master bedroom window. And so what Mia does is she'll just put her hands on like this, and then the squirrel is staring back at her.
They stare you down.
They're mind melding. Like my daughter and the squirrel.
Like, and they have no eyes to blink.
You will tell your dad to get a bird feeder. That bird feeder will be full every day.
I will tell my dad to get bird feeder. The bird feeder will be fine.
You don't want to fuck with these squirrels.
We don't want to fuck with these squirrels.
Good girl. Now go talk to your daddy. Do it now!
They have those beady eyes.
They do.
Hey. Watch it. I know where you live. You and Jeff. You and your little Jeffy. We're going to get both of you. When Jeff leaves for menfo, I'm coming in the house and I'm eating your bread. Payback's the bitch, bitch.
Oh my God. Oh, Lord.
There's my little rants about the squirrels.
Did you? Chrissy and I were talking right before the episode started, and it really got me thinking, both of us talking about this. Is Chrissy was sharing with me yesterday that she leaves the house where we record and she's on empty.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no. So I jumped in the car yesterday to come up to the studio. And
I chewed a hole in your fuel line, Chrissy. I'll show you.
I think everybody's been there where you're like, oh, shit, I meant to get gas. Now I'm pretty low. How much do I have left? And, you know, they have the cruising range.
Yes.
Where it'll tell you.
They give you the miles.
How many miles you have left with the gas. And I'm doing my ways because I just want to make sure I'm not going to hit a wreck and need to go another way. You know, I hate Atlanta traffic.
I know. You hate driving in general.
I hate driving in Atlanta traffic.
Yeah.
I just wish there was a trolley that I could just jump on, like in San Francisco.
Yeah, wouldn't that be smart? But welcome to Atlanta, where no one planned anything.
I know.
Streets literally go in a half circle to nowhere, and then other streets, six streets will have the same name, and you're like, well, I'm on Peachtree Street.
I know. Everything converges at once. Everybody's trying to get over. It's a mess. So anyways, I get in the car, and I'm like, okay, and I see how long ways, how many miles it is to get up here. Then I
see
how many miles I have left.
You're playing the game. It's like 14 miles home. I got 22 miles of gas. I can do this. I got a 6-mile buffer. I'm good.
Yep. And then halfway through the drive up here, all of a sudden it just tells me,
zero.
You need fuel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you were telling me how many miles I had to go. Now,
hey,
now I'm trying to remember how many to subtract from how many more I have left to go. Like, just that's what I need it most.
Yes.
Forget about telling me when I'm full.
No,
I know I'm full.
I don't need to know I got 300 miles left in my tank. Do you think I ever concern myself with a full tank of gas? Not even a half tank of gas or a quarter tank of gas. I can go wherever I want to. I'm fine. Right? When I really need to know the mileage is not even when the yellow light comes on. It's when I'm really in danger.
Yes.
Then tell me exactly how many miles I have to go.
Yes.
Why are you fucking with me like that? You tell me I have 22 miles to go, but the second it goes under 20, it goes away.
Boom.
It just says fuel. Yeah. Well, guess what, shitheads? Hey, while y'all are out there striking, all you auto workers, tell your bosses to put in some actual functionality on that fucking
that
low
be
fuel
part
shit.
Of the strike.
I know. I got a fucking spaceship to the moon that I spent, you know, whatever. Not a lot of money because I don't have good cars, but I bought that new car from my good friend Steve, who can sell anything. Fucking ice to Eskimos. I bought this new car from Steve. It's got a rocket ship like functionality, right?
Yeah.
In the front of it. It's got all these panels and numbers, and it can tell you when the car is. Like, if I'm driving the car, it's got literally, it's got a screen where if I turn the wheel, it tells me how many G-forces are being applied
wow.
to the car. And it's got all this crazy, cool stuff that you can do. Of course, my father-in-law, hey, Brian, he drives with that screen on 24 hours. He's like, hey, Brian, look at the torque. And I'm like, the torque? What does that mean? The torque? You say twerk? What did you say? Torque? Twerk? So he's got this screen on the whole time. Anyway, it tells me everything that I need to know.
Yeah.
It is the smartest car that I have ever owned by far, but it still can't tell me exactly how many miles I have left once the fuel gets low.
Nope. When you need it most.
I think they just want to fuck. They just want to either fuck with you or they want zero liability in you losing gas.
Right.
So it's kind of like, we told you. We told you you had 20 miles left. And then we told you you have no miles left. But that's not even the truth. Because we've all done it. We've all driven our car to the breaking point.
Yep.
And yet somehow, some way, when you fill your tank up, let's say it's got a 25-gallon tank, somehow it still puts 27.6 gallons in there. And you're like, wait
true,
a second.
Because that filled up yesterday as soon as I left here. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, that's more than I thought I had. But at that point, you're just happy to have a full tank.
Yeah, no, well, listen. Now that you've bothered me enough.
Stop immediately for gas. Stop immediately. Just gave you like 30 more miles. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
I don't like that one.
Stop for gas. No, I don't like that one either.
So when you stop for gas, you want... how many times have you run out of gas? Have you ever run out of gas?
No, but my sister has. And my dad was pretty pissed.
Oh, really?
He had to go get her. Bring up a gas can. And I've seen other people on the side of the road with gas cans. So I'm scared of that. I was
yeah.
like, shit, Brian's going to have to come get me.
And I would. You know I would.
I know.
But I'd probably
know.
Be out of gas too.
Yeah. He couldn't get to me.
I know. Astrid's so pissed off. She's like, you got to do the man thing and fill up the gas. I'm like, honey, we have half a tank.
No.
And she's like, Brian, you think we have half a tank, but we never have half a tank because you won't fill the fucking car up. But then she wants me to go to Costco so I can get 3 cents off the fucking... I'm like, just let me go to the regular gas station. And she's like, but you can drive to... I'm like, Costco's 25 miles away.
Right.
Now I have to plan that into my route also. It's fucking bullshit.
And the money you saved.
I know.
With the pump.
Listen.
It's not as much as you drove there.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I know.
But I get it. I understand.
Yes.
And she's trying to save money, and I appreciate that. And I've only run out of gas, actually run out of gas twice. But the first time I rolled into the gas station. So I knew that I was there and I put it in, you know, you put it in neutral to get a few extra miles.
Yeah.
I went downhill, it putted out, I put it in neutral and it rolled into the gas station.
Did it roll right up to the pump?
It did. Yes, I did. I rolled it right up to the pump. It was like one of those perfect moments. You saved by the bell.
Oh my God.
But the second time I ran out of gas was many, many, many years ago. I don't have a driver's license. I don't have insurance. I'm driving my girlfriend's car. We're on our way to Charleston. And at that time, there was no direct road to Charleston. You had to take the back roads. Remember, yep, this just recently, like over the last 10 or 15 years, did they actually have a highway that goes to Charleston?
Right.
But if you were coming from Atlanta, unless you wanted to go seven hours out of your way.
Country roads.
Oh, country bumpkin roads. Mm-hmm. No one for miles. So we're driving, middle of the day. I do not know how fast I'm going because I'm like half asleep, probably high on something. I don't know. So I'm driving and we pass a police officer on the other lane. It's like a two-lane road.
Yeah.
Middle of fucking nowhere. And I kind of look in my rearview mirror. I don't see him turn around. Great. 5 minutes later, the guy is right up my ass.
Ooh.
And he pulls me over. You know how fast you were going, son? No, I don't know how fast I was going because I'm not paying attention. I'm very high. So if you just want to get over with a ticket, let's get on with it. He gives me a ticket. I was going like 90 and a 55 or something. It was a terrible, terrible ticket. Well, guess what? He pulls me over. I have the engine on the entire time. The second that he pulls away from me after I get the ticket, we're like all getting buckled back in, smoking a cigarette, whatever. And the second that he pulls away, dead. Absolutely dead. The gas is, there's no more gas. It just dies. And at that time, there are no cell phones, or they're not readily available. Right. Cell phones are not something every single person has. Mm-hmm. And we don't have one. So we waited literally for like 50 minutes until a car passed by that stopped. There were a couple cars that passed by, but obviously they didn't stop. Right. Did you see that guy with the bright blue Doc Martens and the bell bottom pants? Fucking hippies.
The chain wallet.
Yeah, the chain wallet. That's what's, everything's wrong with society is integrated into that one man standing on the side of the road.
Did you have like flashers? Were you like trying to wave people down?
Yes. Well, my girlfriend was trying to wave people down because we figured, you know.
Good.
We figured, hey, she'd probably, you know, she was a smaller in stature. And so we just figured it looked a little
more dire.
I think when they saw me in the car smoking a cigarette with beady red eyes and.
Your feet propped up on the dash.
Like waving my hand, like trying to get trails. I see trails, man. Trails. My feet on the dash. So at the time, she managed to wave somebody down eventually, and they were nice enough. They gave us a ride, but they just gave us a ride to the gas station. They didn't give us a ride back. So then we had to pay some guy like $30 to drive us back. And let me tell you, if people thought I looked dangerous, you just should have seen the guy in the gas station that gave us a ride. I literally rode in the back of his 1922 Chevrolet pickup. And while my girlfriend was sitting, my girlfriend and her twin sister were sitting in the cab, and she was like in the middle, like squished in the middle, you know? And the whole ride, he was just staring. He wouldn't even look at the road. He was just staring at her.
At them,
just,
yeah. God.
All right, we got lots to talk about. Let's take a quick break, and we shall be right back.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. So you've been dating someone for a little while, maybe you've been in a relationship for a year or two, and you're starting to hit some of those rough patches, those bumps and bruises, miscommunications. We've all been there, I've been there, and sometimes we're not equipped to handle those miscommunications, those little bumps and bruises. It's difficult to see the forest through the trees, even with someone we really care about. It's 2023. There's no shame in therapy. As a matter of fact, I've used couples therapy to help me communicate more effectively and deepen my relationships. And here is the crazy part, at least from my perspective. Relationship therapy has actually been just as effective when everything is great in my relationship, and it certainly has helped when things aren't so great in the relationship. An experienced and licensed therapist can help you walk through those rough patches and give both you and your partner some clarity. I swear by therapy, and couples therapy is no different. And BetterHelp, the leading online therapy brand, now has Regain Couples Therapy. It's online, you can do it on your own time, your own schedule, in your own way, from your own home, or wherever. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched to a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for free. Some of the best relationship advice I've ever heard was, go to couples therapy. Because the best relationships are worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY today to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. Regain.com/BTY. Have a licensed therapist help you work through some of the rough spots. Regain.com/BTY. And thanks to Regain Couples Therapy from BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. All right, we're back from break. Chrissy, I wanted to mention this. Did you know that Frances Bean Cobain and Riley Hawk, the daughter of Kurt Cobain and the daughter and the son of Tony Hawk, have married?
No.
Did you know this?
I did not.
I mean, if there's a cooler fucking couple on earth, right. I don't know about it. Frances Bean Cobain and fucking Tony Hawk's son have been married. I don't care. If they have a kid and that kid comes out with one eye looking like a Bigfoot with three assholes stuck in his mouth, he is still going to be the coolest fucking kid that ever lived.
Yeah.
Because there's no denying that is some of the coolest genetic material that you could ever get. Whatever happens, this kid is going to be a badass. If they have children, this kid is going to be a badass. And I didn't even know that Frances Bean Cobain was dating. I mean, Riley Hawk, why would I? It's not like they're going to call me.
You're not keeping up with that?
No.
You don't have a Google alert?
Hey, Brian, it's Tony Hawk.
Oh, hey, Tone, what's up?
Not much, just checking out the newest, latest episode of The Commercial Break. Good stuff about Joe Jonas. Listen, I just wanted to fill you in that last night, Frances B., and Riley, they went on a date.
Sweet. Thanks very much.
Want to keep you appraised of all the situations going on, the comings and goings, all the haps, buddy.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Cool. Talk to you later. Hey, you coming to the barbecue this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it. You know, I got to go over to Matthew McConaughey's house. I hear they're not wearing pants.
Yeah. New tequila brand and everything.
Yeah, thanks, tequila brand.
Okay, got to go. I'm Tony Hawk. I've got much more important things to do.
I was blown away by this information when I read it. I was like, holy shit, really?
That's a cool couple.
What do you, where were you? Do you remember where you were when you heard the news that Kurt Cobain died? Were you into that kind of music? Was that like
your
thing?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, no, I was a huge Nirvana fan. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I remember exactly where I was.
I do.
But I do. Okay. I know I was in high school.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain, I see all the kids now wearing Nirvana t-shirts, right?
Oh, yeah.
So everything old is new again. And of course
everything
it is.
90s.
Yeah, it's all good. Cyclical.
Yeah.
And so, and when we were kids, the 70s was in style. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what was that movie?
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused. Oh, such a great movie.
Again, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey's first, titled
Big,
screen appearance as a pedophile in Dazed
yes,
and Confused.
The creepy old guy. Know.
He's made an entire career out of playing a pedophile in Dazed and Confused. He's a talented actor, no doubt about it.
And now he's got a tequila.
Why does every fucking celebrity have a tequila? But hold on, we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that because I do want to talk about that. But when I just remember how devastating that news was. It was like, I imagine when, you know, my father says everyone remembers where they were when JFK got assassinated. I'm sure they did. Everyone remembers where they were when 9/11 happened. But I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news about Kurt Cobain. I was coming home from Six Flags. Mm. We were stuck in traffic. We were listening to 99X, the local alternative radio station.
It's now back on again.
I know. Everything old is new again, right?
Yeah.
And so I just never forget that emptiness, that feeling of like just pure emptiness that happened when I heard about Kurt Cobain dying. And I don't really know why. It wasn't as if Kurt and I were best friends, right? It was just his music struck me in such a way.
The music was very impactful for a whole generation. And also he died by a bad situation.
Yeah, Courtney Love killed him. And that was just a horrible, that was just terrible. No, but like suicide, I think that made it, I think that sunk the teeth in even further. And they had this daughter, Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain had this daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. And, you know, she's basically what's left of Kurt and his genetic material are there in Frances Bean. So I always thought to myself, Frances Bean is just going to be like the coolest kid on earth. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't hear anything about Frances Bean unless Courtney Love's talking about her. And so it surprised me when I read this information that she was out with Riley Hawk. Like, where did Riley Hawk and Frances Cobain meet? Frances Cobain. Cobain.
You know, the Hollywood spots.
I know.
I guess.
We just are not in the right location to have cool things happen to us. No. You would think that.
We're not in the right circles.
Which circle is that?
It's rich, famous, kids circles.
Kids, yeah.
Nepo babies.
People who actually have money and influence.
Yes.
We're stuck in that part-time shitty content creator. I'm a content creator. Hey. Whoop-dee-fucking-do, Brian. That's how my dad reacts. He's like, whoop-dee-fucking-do, Brian. Congratulations on your content creation. Speaking of, and we'll get to the tequila thing.
Well, that's really all I had to say about the tequila thing.
I have lots to say about the tequila thing because I think it's fucking obnoxious. But speaking of, I put these two things together when I was reading about Frances Bean. You know, Radiohead, we've had a lot of conversation about Radiohead. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest songs, in my opinion, that they've ever written is Creep, because it is so, like, the lyrics to me are emblematic of how an entire generation felt. I'm an outsider. I'm a creep. I'm lonely. You know, I don't belong here. And it was just like so much angst that was going on the 90s. That's us. Yeah. We basically don't belong here. It's like the commercial breaks theme song, Creep. I don't know how this came on my YouTube, but I have found the greatest cover of Creep that I have ever heard in my entire life. And this is not, I'm not joking. This isn't funny. And I would like to play it for you.
Okay, right? Please do.
I'd like to play it for you along with the visuals. You go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I'd like to play this for you. This is a guy named Vincent Canaday on a show called The Four. What The Four is, I have no fucking idea. Apparently it was on Fox for a hot minute.
The Four, like the number four?
Yeah, like the number four. It's called The Four. And I assume this is a lot like American Idol, but it's got P. Diddy, DJ Khalid, some girl that I don't know, they're the judges. And I don't remember this show. No. Do you remember this show?
No, but I have no idea. I want to watch network TV.
Yeah, okay. It's so cool. Frances fucking Hoadley over here. Frances Bean Hoadley over here. Didn't watch network TV. Well, some of us still do, Hoadley. Some of us still do. All right, take a listen to this song. I think you're really going to enjoy this. Listen to this. Oh, wait. I should probably turn on the volume. Hold up. And listen.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel.
I think the girl's Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yeah. That's Meghan Trainor.
You float like a feather in a beautiful world. So very special. I wish I was special.
Just wait.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing?
Ooh.
I want the perfect
Can you?
I hope he won.
I don't know if he won or not, but there's a lot of fanfare about this guy online.
Yeah,
obviously, he's got a voice that is just incredible.
And, like, the presence. And he almost did, like, a back bend, too.
I know. He went, like, all the way back. Like, usually when you're singing, you got to push the air out. He's, like, you know, he's sucking the air back in while he's singing. It's unbelievable. And you can tell just by the way the judges are reacting, like, the voice that comes out of this guy, in my opinion, and this guy is obviously a black guy, an African-American guy. And I've watched like 30 of his videos with songs on it, right? The guy's just got a voice that's outrageous. In my opinion, the way that it's sung by him, that is the way it should be sung, because it's such a, like, there's so much pain in that song that he brings it out. What is going on outside?
I think it's the printer.
Oh, the printer's going off. Hey, just trying to do a show in here. Just trying to pay the mortgage. Don't worry about it. Keep printing. Brian's on a rant about the most beautiful song he's ever heard. And someone's printing Mickey Mouse ears. This is so commercial break. This is so commercial break.
I have to say, that's pretty.
That's pretty on point.
Apropos. Yeah.
I think this song is sung so deservingly by this guy because
it's incredible.
Like there's something about like a gospel-esque voice, like a black voice that when you hear it and it strikes the right notes, and we've obviously white people have been appropriating music for so long, but when they hit the right notes and it just sounds so deeply authentic and like riveting and the way that he like puts minor changes into there that, and I say minor, like chord changes into there that fit the actual, you know, melody of the song is something that only someone that has experienced that kind of actual pain, feeling like they're a creep and an outsider, could actually sing with that kind of authenticity. And when I heard it, it almost made me cry. I was like, holy shit. There is,
it's
by the
emotional.
Way, a full version of that song online, but there's no visuals to go along with it. And I wanted to show you the visuals.
I loved it.
Chrissy, it's just unbelievable.
I'm going to put it on my Apple Music.
I'll send it to you. If that popped onto my car, well, you don't know because your car's out of gas, but it's not going to start.
No, I filled it up.
Oh, I just loved it.
I think
Vincent
that's
Canada.
The one you need to put on your Apple Music so it starts every time.
Yeah, I think they do have a version of that for Apple Music, and it is just, it's the full 5-minute version of the song. It is just so good. And I bet Vincent has his own tequila company because everybody has their own fucking tequila company. What is up with the tequila companies?
I don't know.
There must be a shitload of money in tequila.
Did
all of a sudden everybody start drinking tequila and I didn't know about it?
Yes.
Are we off the beer and now we're straight to tequila?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it's been happening for a while, but people have been switching to tequila, which
I tried to be an alcoholic again.
I tried to kind of make the switch to it and I was like, whoa, but it's still tequila.
I agree. It's
but people
still
are
tequila.
Like, you know, sipping it and whatever.
I told you, I used to put a bottle of tequila in the freezer when I was in Chopper Johnson, and I had such stage fright that I would just drink the cold. It turned into syrup almost, right? It was thick and I just drank it straight out of the bottle. But it was Jose Cuervo. It wasn't anything special.
No, it used to just be that. Really, that was the main brand. Poor Jose Cuervo is off to the side now. I don't think you can even find it.
You know what?
Though,
I think that what we're actually drinking, you know, Bryan Cranston and has his own, you know, Bryan Cranston and what's his name have the two guys from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
They have their own tequila brand and they go around.
They do?
Yeah,
they do too.
And yes, and they'll go throw parties in certain locations and they'll invite, you know, celebrities and regulars. I said, call us regulars, celebrity content creators and us regular content creators. They'll invite them and then they'll make a whole big PR push about it. I just saw they had a party the other night. I forget where, Phoenix or somewhere like that. Guys, do something useful with your time. Like make another couple episodes of Breaking Bad. Stop with the fucking tequila. And I bet you $1,000. It's the same fucking tequila as Jose Cuervo. They're just putting it in a fancy bottle and charging you twice as much. It seems so silly. Everybody has their own tequila company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I think Bryan Cranston, I think they're actually involved in the process of making it. Like they own their own company.
Everybody is.
Company. Is that true?
They go down to the farms and get the, you know, the cactus.
Listen, I can go take a picture of a fucking cactus too. Is that going to make it? What is that? Can we do our own tequila?
Says
could we do TCB tequila?
I mean, I think it's on the table.
Who do you think would pay us to put our names on the front of a fancy bottle? And what exactly would the bottle look like? Would it be like a big phallic penis? Like just suck out of the dick? It's got balls where the actual tequila is, and then it's got a big shaft where
you
just drink
it. The DD Cancer.
TCB Tequila coming to you soon. I swear, I just don't get it. I don't get how all these people are making money off of these drinks. If there's so much tequila in the market, is there really that much more demand?
It's going to be diluted. Yeah. I mean, the Dos Amigos or Tres Amigos or whatever.
I know, but like,
good.
Yeah. Let me get DJ Khalid tequila. Like, I mean, do I walk into the bar and say that? I don't know. If I'm just saying, give me some tequila. I know there are people who are like, oh, tequila's like a fine wine. You can taste it and all this other stuff. Tell me you're tasting anything after the second shot. Tell me you're tasting anything. Tell me you're tasting anything except the puke that's coming back up
right,
out of your mouth.
No, everybody has a tequila. You are exactly right. It's crazy.
It's insane. They have a tequila or a gin. I would make a gin. I think if I was like if I had a choice, I would make a gin. But I think that's incredibly complicated to make. It's like elderberry. Is that what's in gin?
I don't know.
Juniper and elderberry. You don't like gin?
Mm-mm.
Oh, why not?
I don't like the taste.
You don't?
No.
I find it to have a very pleasant taste when you put it with some tonic.
It feels like a little like pine.
When you totally take the taste away, I feel like it has a really good taste. When you totally cover up the taste with something else, I feel it's fine. It does taste like a Christmas tree, though.
Thank you.
But I find that to be refreshing.
I also like chocolate and mint together.
I do. I'll take a gin and tonic with four extra limes to cover any of the nasty taste. I'll take a Bailey's on the rocks and a Bud Light. Three completely flavorless things together. That's going to make me puke on your bar later. So, you know, buddy up. Here we go.
Here we go.
Tequila makes me a different kind of drunk. And that's why.
It is a different kind of drunk.
Oh, yeah. It makes me brave. And that's why I would drink it before it would get on stage.
Right.
Unfortunately, one time it caused me to go off stage too. I was thinking about that the other day. I do not know why, about the time I fell off stage. And everybody was like, oh.
They backed away.
The dude could have grabbed me, but he was like, whoa. Whoa. Dude. I thought it was part of the show. You thought me breaking my nose was part of the show? You thought me falling directly off stage was part of the show?
Well, how did you do it, dude? You like stepped off?
Yeah, I was like, I had my leg on one of the rides, on one of the monitors, and I was like doing the whole number, like the Eddie Vedder thing with the microphone.
Oh my God.
The waiting drove me mad. Oh! Oh, hey, dude.
Whoa.
These guys are good. I'm going to Coachella.
Oh my God.
I had my leg up on one of the drum risers.
Oh, man.
And I thought I had a little bit of room past the monitor, but the monitor was buttoned right up there. But with those bright lights and all that tequila, I couldn't tell. So I just stepped right up.
Shot.
Chrissy, I didn't even overshoot. It was as if I was walking on air for a second. I just walked because there were a couple people up front that were getting into it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put my microphone down and we can sing together. Like they knew my lyrics to my stupid fucking song. You know, I thought I just had so much courage.
Sunny side up.
Yeah. Sunny side up. Well, he went sunny side down. I think he scrambled.
Oh my God. I'm picturing it.
Oh, Chrissy, it was the worst. I was.
No. Oh. Glad you're okay.
It's fine. You know, still here. Still here.
Still here creating content.
Still here creating content for the masses. Still falling face first. Just in a proverbial way. It's much better when I'm sitting. When I'm sitting, I don't, you know, I can only make mistakes with the wires and the buttons now. I can't actually hurt anybody. I guess I could. The other day, I'm in the studio. We have these new lighting rigs. And I say rigs because they're rigs. They're like we actually have real lights.
They're mounted.
Yeah, they're mounted and they're like almost like studio. They're our studio lights. So I'm sitting here the other day. I just make ourselves sound better than we are. They're almost like studio lights I bought on Amazon for $5, but much better. They're basically like glorified flashlights. It was an Amazon Prime deal. They'll be broken in 2 days. So I'm sitting in the studio the other day and I'm working on researching Instagram models for the show.
Yes.
And I start smelling like a little weird, like burning. And I'm like, man, what's that? What is that? I can't. So I look around. I don't feel anything hot. You know, we were having problems with the computer at one point, getting really hot.
Like it almost blew up.
It was super hot. It was like a tea kettle. It was whistling. So I'm like, I don't know what that is. I can't figure it out. But as I'm leaving the studio for the night to go turn off these studio lights, I notice that there's burning and melting on one of the lights. So I realize.
Oh, on my light?
On your
You're
light.
You're pointing to my light.
Yes, the one closest to you.
Yeah, great. Okay.
I've got a fire extinguisher here for this half of the studio, okay. But I bought yours. It's coming soon, I promise. So I noticed that there's like a little edging on, like the edges burned or melted or something. I just happened to notice it. And then I realized there's a fucking piece of plastic on the goddamn light that I didn't take off beforehand. And the light got so hot, it started to melt that plastic.
Oh, well, at least that's all it was.
All right. So I have to tell you that Frankie B has put out a new video. And this is unlike anything we have ever seen from Frankie B. By the way, I'm easing you back into this. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm easing you back in. Yeah. I don't want to hit you over the head with the complicated stuff. I'm doing stuff we know just for a few episodes, get you back into the groove of things. Frankie B came out with a new video, just hit about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And I was so excited. It just dropped. I don't know who was waiting for it, but okay, it's just dropped. Over 300 people in the great old Metro Chicago area are waiting for my video. It's got Frankie with a woman in an interview setting, sitting down for an in-depth interview on what women want out of older men.
I mean, he just keeps trying, doesn't he?
Listen, you got to give the guy credit. Yeah,
he's
evolving.
Not giving up.
Yeah, like the commercial break, he's evolving.
Exactly.
Like the commercial break, probably for the worse, not for the better. So let's take a short break.
Evolving and falling.
Yeah. Like my dad said, there's no such thing as a straight climb up. Got to go down a few steps before you go up.
Yep.
Kind of like us at Amicalola Falls. You got to go down a few steps to go up a few steps.
Yes.
So let's take a short break and then we'll be right back and we'll do some Frankie B.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak and on TikTok @tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which, like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
Okay, back from break, and we were just about to get into Frankie B in a very strange type. This is strange for Frankie B. It's usually him by himself talking straight to the camera, but he has invited a woman on to talk to him, and I imagine this is how this goes down. He meets this lady, who I think, by the way, is the lady at the beginning of some of his videos in his, like, his intro reel.
Could be.
But I don't think that they are lovers. I don't think they're, like, boyfriend-girlfriend. But I imagine this girl eventually got sick of being at the beginning of Frankie
B's
videos.
I think she works at a spa.
Probably. And she probably said, you are putting out some of the most awful content geared toward women I have ever seen in my entire life. Please let me come on and help you a little bit. I imagine that's how that goes down. And frankly, Frankie, after years, eventually relents and says, you know what? I got to get a different point of view on here because people think I'm an asshole. And I imagine he's probably doing some of this because our commercial break listeners give him a hard time. Stop it, guys. Stop it. Don't blow it for us, please. Don't give Frankie B a hard time. Stop commenting on his videos. If you're going to comment, play the game, right? You know what I'm saying? Play the game. Be like, such great content. Produce more. That's what
right.
we want.
Right.
Yeah. Not Frankie B's an asshole. When you use the word Frankie B, then I already know it's you. I already know it's one of you listeners. I get it. All right. Okay. So I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Let's take a listen to Frankie B's brand new video. He's got new music on the beginning, too.
Oh,
so let's take a listen.
Okay. Revamped.
Yep.
Oh. God, is that the original music?
Yes. No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Frankie.
I'm 50 years old with a big old dick. Dun, 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 dun. Now I'm 60 years old with a flat old dick. Dun, 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 dun. Almost 70 with hanging balls. Dun, 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 dun. I don't imagine this is the music Frankie's actually listening to when he's at home.
No.
It's probably Rick Astley's greatest hits.
Ah! God, wait, wait.
Okay, let me give you the visuals. Yes. The visuals are brand new intro, brand new music. Obviously, I don't know who he thinks is listening to this music at 60 years old, but okay, he's trying. It's him and this lady, who's a beautiful older lady, sitting on a park bench. She is wearing a French beret for some reason. A choker and
a black bra with a sheer top over it.
Sheer leopard skin top on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mom jeans, which is a good look with the leopard skin, I must have to say.
Yeah.
Black shoes. Now let's describe Frankie. Frankie is got brand new follicles, you could tell.
They're sitting on a park bench, by the way, too.
Yeah, sitting on a park bench, and he has, I don't know how to describe
these
shoes.
He's got his legs crossed towards her.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, too.
No, but he's leaning in close. Yeah, like they're having a good conversation here about things.
Yeah, it looks like two women chatting on an afternoon.
I think he's got on, like, Ferragamo or whatever, that Italian.
Chrissy, those look like
loafers.
Those look like leprechaun shoes to me. He's got these black suede loafers with a gold buckle on top of it.
No socks.
No socks. Why would you wear socks?
No, black t-shirt and jeans.
Cut the socks out. Okay.
Hello, everybody, and I welcome you to my channel. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Minardo. And I built this channel.
What's that?
He sounds a little drunk.
Yeah, why not have a few drinks before you get on? I got to deal with a woman. I better get drunk.
For all guys in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. So today I...
Did he get an eye surgery or something? Does it look like his eyes are half closed? Yeah, he's drunk. And what's up with those sideburns?
I think he's a little drunk.
Dude, he's got mutton chops.
I know, wait. Let's also describe his necklace. He's got a nice crystal.
Is that a crystal?
It seems like it's a rock, a crystal rock, like... It's around a leather.
I actually think it's got a cross on it. Whatever it is, it's a bad look for someone in their 60s. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad look for someone in their 30s, let alone someone in their 60s.
To introduce Denise. Now, Denise is going to give a whole new perspective on what guys need to do to...
But I just want to say, she's on the rag, guys. So, you know, we don't know if we're going
to get... What guys need to do?
I want to put a whole new perspective on here. So I picked the closest pussy I could find. And I said, hey, bitch, get over here. Be on my channel.
Look their best in order to get the woman of their dreams. So if you're ready, let's get into this video.
No.
Oh, that's great editing.
He got right in.
Shouldn't he have put the music there and put that part first?
I don't know. Straight to the two of them in white chairs, gray wall background. He's leaning in close. She's going to talk. Okay.
Looks like our first studio.
Yes.
Men and women dating in this age group that, you know, you focus in on. There are lots of
the 18-year-olds.
You know, all the guys you're...
All the girls.
All the guys and girls you're directing in terrible ways.
Ins and outs, stories, no stories, concerns, issues, things that are happening everyday life, and women in particular, you know, they're getting back into the dating scene maybe after a very long relationship. The same thing for men. So I think that women or men really should take the time to step back, take a look, and think about what can I do to make myself feel... that I'm sexy, feel that I'm out there. What can I do to make myself feel?
So here she goes. She's drinking the Frank fucking Kool-Aid. She's going to tell everybody they need to work out and lose a few pounds, you know, because that solves all your dating problems.
Yep.
I'm attractive. That's men and women.
I like that. I am hammered. I just drank a lot of that Bryan Cranston tequila. I feel pretty good.
He's so wasted. This is obviously one of those. This is one of those Patrick episodes.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm cutting that out. That's gonna be a new drop for us.
Yes. Yeah.
And so for women, it's stepping back and.
What is he doing? He's sitting there. He's got his finger in his mouth. He's staring off into outer space.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it means getting a haircut, maybe losing some weight, going to the gym to feel more confident. It could be, you know, getting a new hairdo, having someone teach you to do makeup. You know, find your look. Find the way you feel that you can glow.
Okay.
okay. I wasn't paying attention, but let me jump in here.
One way you can glow is if you just scrape your skin.
Yeah, just scrape your skin with barbed wire. Yeah, just scrape it off. Here she goes. Here she goes with this dumb line of, you know, get in the gym, make yourself sexier, make yourself better. It's all about the physical. And I get it. Like, you do want to feel sexy and look better.
Yeah, and confidence is attractive.
I think she's at least more well-spoken than Frankie, but she's towing the same line. Mm-hmm. And I have to say this about Frankie. This is complete conjecture. I have no idea, and I love Frankie. But do we think that maybe Frankie has a little booger sugar going on right now? He seems to be swallowing a lot. Just watch. Just watch.
What attracts women? Is it the everyday, the everyday guy out there, you know, that I see, okay, go on vacation, same short haircut.
Which everyday guy are you watching go on vacation?
Short haircut.
What were we talking about? Wait, let's take a break real quick. I'll be back.
The everyday guy that I see
in the bathroom, taking a dump, going on vacation, going to work. You know, everyday guy I see. You see everyday guys on vacation? You do that? You follow them? What are you doing?
Really don't take care, you know, of themselves in the gym. Their clothing. When you see a man that defines that, that kind of steps out a little bit, maybe a little bit.
I think he meant defies that, but he said defines that.
Yeah.
When you find someone who's got a funkin' Wagnalls and can actually give you the definition of what it means to be an asshole, let me know.
He's really focused on the clothing, too, of the gym. Remember, he did a whole segment on the clothing at the gym. Well,
there's another video that he put out that we haven't done yet, but it's like 30 minutes of him telling you what you need to do and where in the gym, and it's like he's just running over the same old ground. I mean, not that we aren't, but this is our 55th Frankie B video. And that was a great episode of the Commercial Break. See y'all tomorrow.
Oh my god!
Guy, you know, maybe a little bit different haircut. Not the same old haircut. Mm-hmm. The same old clothing. A guy who actually takes care of himself, his body. He's
wearing a black T-shirt. He's got a necklace on. Oh, yeah. He's got buckles on his shoes that are gold. I mean, when you see a guy like that, what do you think?
Somebody like me.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody like me. Do you see that as being someone you'd like to have sex with right now?
When you see that person. Yeah.
We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back. Before my tequila dick kicks in.
And it grabs you, right?
Oh,
as
absolutely.
A woman?
Yes, of course.
It's just like, when I talk to all the guys out there, when you see that girl.
Whoa, what was that? He's just totally cut in the middle of a sentence.
He's like, shit, I'm drunk.
I know. He's drunk when he's editing it, too.
Yep.
That is, you know, outside the norm. I mean, what are you thinking? It's like, you're in your mind, it's like, oh my God. You're thinking the same thing for a guy who does the same. And that's the point I'm trying to get across to all the guys is
the point?
What's that?
What is the point?
He's making no point. There is no point. He just spoke.
Get a haircut?
I
go to the gym?
He basically interrupted her to hear himself talk for 3.5
and he's
minutes.
Like, right?
And he
said that's what you're thinking, right?
Nothing, right? And she's probably like, what are you talking about?
She's like, I think so.
I think so. Sure. Why not, Frankie? Your video, your channel.
They got the same mind.
Oh, yes.
The same mind that we do.
We're all playing in the same field.
Right.
We really are. And the rules are the same. They really are. They don't change. There's no extra points or anything like that. Other than the fact that we're all moving in the direction.
That was a great metaphor that I had no understanding of.
I know.
I don't know.
We're all playing
in the same field. We're scoring the same points. What? Are we talking about basketball now? What happened?
We'll see how we can become the best version of ourselves. And in the dating world, it's either you're going to care or you're not going to care. You have a choice. You can try.
Wow, that was profound. Look at him. He's staring off into outer space. He looks like Brian in the first half of season 4, staring off in the opposite direction.
See what it is that you can do differently to make yourself feel that I am ready for a next step. I'm ready to, you know, evolve into perhaps getting into the...
I'm ready to go from a little spermy frog to an actual toad. You know, whatever they say.
Hey, got any more of that Shaquille O'Neal tequila hanging around? Shaquille tequila, whatever it is. It's so delicious. Shaquille tequila. Whatever happened to Tila Tequila?
That's right.
Eating scene starts in here, first of all. And then from there, just maybe go out and ask your friends.
Starts in your lungs?
Starts in your throat. she goes, it starts in here. And she pointed to her throat. Starts in your throat.
Shopping with you, it doesn't have to be expensive. Just change the image a little bit. Change your choice in clothing and see if that works for you. But once you change that little vibe, you'd be surprised that that small change, that vibe,
right,
can indeed bring someone into your...
You'd be surprised. You change the color of your shorts and you get a lot of pussy. I put on these gold buckles and I reel myself in a catch.
World that you could be friends with and maybe grow into a relationship. And that's the other thing, too. Just because you may have met someone doesn't mean you should jump in right away.
That's right, Frankie.
Jump in.
To a relationship.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. He does totally nothing.
Jump
attention.
In.
Jump in.
Like jump in bed?
Were you talking about a pool?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the pool? I don't know. I don't know.
Unfold naturally.
Yeah, true.
You know, some people
I think
make
most guys, yeah, especially... Yeah, the guys right away, they want to...
Yeah, yeah.
Want to slide in.
You got any more of that Scott Baio single malt? I love that shit. He makes great single malt.
Rip right into it.
And women, too. They, you know, this is... Especially if they're back in the dating scene. They all of a sudden now might have met someone that fits all the things that they were missing in the last relationship. And, like, this is everything. Well, perhaps it's a stepping stone, but perhaps it is everything. But you should go in with patience because you're still working through a lot of bumps and grooves in yourself.
Huh? What in the fuck are we talking about?
I mean, I think I see where she's going with it, but Frankie has no clue.
Oh, no, he's not paying any attention. I have a hard time
listening.
She's
saying, like, you need to be working on yourself.
Of course.
You know, you got to be working on yourself, make yourself feel good, be self-aware, grow. And then
Frankie's like, What? Jeff in?
Yeah,
are we still talking about the pool?
He's not getting it.
He's not even paying attention.
No.
He's staring off into space. He's wondering when his next drink or bump is coming.
What do you think about a guy? Okay, let's say you get into that.
What do you think about a guy who you're doing an interview with on a YouTube video? And he just whips out his dick and says, hey, you want to play with my dick? What do you
think
about
it? Is that jumping in?
Is that jumping in?
Not too fast.
You want to jump into my pants?
The initial relationship, starting relationship. Do you appreciate a guy?
The starting relationship? The initial relationship?
You know, if he's just gushing over you and just telling you all the things you want to hear.
Love bombing?
That's definitely the wrong.
Yeah, love bombing, or also known as flirting, I guess.
Right.
One thing for a guy to do, correct?
So,
I mean, right off the bat?
That's a red flag, I think, because it's something called love bombing.
Oh, she got your number. You got hers. Wow.
If you're going to love bomb someone, male or female, doesn't matter.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Right off the bat. It kind of... You're not
doing it later in the bat.
Yeah, you're not doing it 7 years into marriage. You got other things to worry about, like your 7 to 10 children. Hey, I know we've been together for 26 years, but starting today, I actually love you.
I know.
Quickly, when I say spoil, like in a good way, it spoils, but it can also go negative. Because once you unfold into perhaps a longer-term relationship, the honeymoon is over. You know, that love bombing could turn into... something very
love farting
narcissistic because they had you, they got you, you know, they reeled you in and you're in the bucket and they got, and now they're just ready, they're done with you. And so all that goes away.
His face.
Hey, look at him. He is somewhere else. I don't know why, because I'm just speculation. He sounds a little bit weirder than he normally does.
Yeah.
And he's definitely not paying any attention to this woman.
Right, so everyone, especially guys, gotta be patient. Women are generally a lot more patient.
Wait, hold on. She said nothing about patience. She was talking about love bombing. Right. So to recap, Lakers +5 on the line, right?
The
is that what we're talking about? No?
We're on the field.
We're on the field.
They could be.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think they're more standoffish. And I think if a guy is doing exactly what I said, the love.
I think women that's are
with you.
Yeah.
They're standoffish with you, because if I had Frankie approach me at a bar, I would be like, no.
Exactly, Chrissy. So feathers, they're on birds, right? It's your turn to talk.
I mean, the gushing, telling her everything that's on your mind. I think y'all need to just slow your ass down a little bit.
Absolutely.
And it is true. Is it true that a woman, does she want a little bit of a chase? A little bit? Or I'm defining that.
Does a woman want a guy to put together sentences in a coherent order? Or is she okay if I just mix them up? What is he fucking talking about?
I don't know. He's in his own world.
He went from love bombing to patience to
slow your ass down.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is awesome.
The cliche out there is the chase for a woman. But is it that? Or what is it?
So scientifically,
what is it?
Yeah, tell me.
I need to know.
I haven't been laid since I was dating that 19-year-old.
Do they want love bombing? Do they want to be spoiled? Do they not want to?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Tell me how to get in bed with you.
Statistically, it does show that the men like the chase, because why? You're hunters. Okay. So a woman.
Statistically? Okay. Where are you getting these statistics from? Now you really do sound like an episode of The Commercial Break. You gotta slow down.
Is the hunty, like, she's being hunted. And I think
to be hunted.
Yeah. Like, some men do, some men don't. Some men don't want to be chased. You know, they just feel it.
It took him like 3 minutes to register what she was saying. You could see it in his head.
Oh,
you don't say.
I'd like to be hunted. Sorry, no one's hunting Frankie.
It's not comfortable.
Okay.
It kind of reverses the role. You know, that alpha goes away. It's like, what do you mean you're after me? It doesn't make sense to me. Does it happen? Yeah, it happens. But I don't think on a natural scope of things that's going to happen.
Statistically.
But I do think that men do like to...
Statistically, I make up half of what I say.
Statistics show
90% of my content is bullshit.
Have that chase, and some women know that, and they give the hard chase. You know, they'll give them a hard time, or looking to see if that.
Speaking of hard chase, what do you think about a penis bump?
you're giving Frankie the total wrong advice, because now he is going to chase hard women that are not interested.
You're right. There you go. Chrissy got her number.
Chase is really honest. Is it earned? You know, that's how I see it. But I will say that it's natural for a man to want that chase. And then when they...
This woman has 50 times more intelligence than Frankie does. And you can see his brain is just desperately trying to keep up with what she's saying.
The wheels are turning.
Or not.
Grinding.
Finally get it.
And they're stuck.
It's either they're going to treasure it and love it, or they're going to just chew it up and spit it out.
All right, so I think we need to, like, let's end this right now, okay? We've got so much more to...
Jeez. Let's just end it right now.
We've got so much more,
but I'm so drunk, I can't go out.
We've got so much more tequila to drink.
We have so much more cocaine on that table over there. Why are we wasting it?
Talk about, right?
Oh,
I mean, and I hope, you know, from any guys or women that are watching this video... that you're getting a perspective, you know, from both sides. Guys think that...
That was an electric 6.5 minutes of conversation, Frankie.
They know what the women is looking for and vice versa. So I think this is... it's good. It's good content.
And I won't hold back. I'll let you know how...
And then there's a cut. He just cut the video.
It's good content.
It's good content? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh my God, this is funny.
It's great.
And you most definitely do, and you've always done that from
the beginning.
Yeah, from the day I met you.
Yep.
I'm on the same page. It's like what guys are looking for.
I'm on the same page. Whatever you said, I agree with that. Because I'm too drunk to do anything else.
What we expect out of woman.
Yes.
What we expect out of woman? What are you, a caveman? Oh, you expect much on a caveman.
You're all doing the same.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, if you think you got it right, you don't. You really need to listen.
What in the fuck is going on in this video? Listen, I watched the first minute of this video just to make sure that it was okay to run with. It's so much more delightful than I ever imagined. It's so much more. I thought maybe she was going to bring some common sense out of Frankie, exactly, and we were finally going to hear it. Yeah, but no, leave it up to Frankie to show up hammered and not listen to a word she fucking says.
Guys, if you think you got it, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. Fuck you. Fuck you. Commercial break.
So the other two sides to every story.
Yeah, there's definitely two sides to every story.
Or is it his, hers, and the right end of the story, right?
Right. So anyway, we hope you enjoyed the video. And if you
did,
we ask that you give the video a like, because it'll definitely help this channel grow. And if you did like it, subscribe to this channel. And
subscribe to the channel. He's so drunk. Oh, my God. That's the best. That's the best.
Well, you know what? It did make him a little bit more mellow.
It did.
At least, because he normally so intense.
Yeah.
He gets right into the camera, right in your face.
Don't do that. I can only imagine that there's a few key bumps coming after this video.
Well, that's where the cuts.
Yeah, that's where the cut. He's desperate to get out of there. He's like, well, she said a sentence. I think we're done. We're good. Hey, it's my channel. Not too much airtime. We're gonna get back to this when I'm sober. Oh, Frankie, you're a donut amongst nails, my friend. I just love it. It's awesome. Congratulations on all the great content creation.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you
so
much.
From one content creator to another. Frankie,
this is gold, Frankie. Gold. And listen, by the way, I have my moments too, and so does Chrissy. So we do love you, Frankie. Congratulations on the new direction of the channel. It's fantastic. We love
it. This.
I hope you show up drunk to your videos more often.
I know.
All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I, all the audio and video right there. One location, the entire library. Plus, get your piggy fronting sticker, the new bumper sticker, number 5 in our series. You go to the website, you hit the Contact Us page, there's a little drop-down menu, and it says, I want my sticker. You send us your address, we send you the sticker. It's just that easy. Also, 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 626-ASK-TCB-3. You can text us or leave us a voicemail. Your voicemail may be played on the commercial break, so be mindful when you're saying something on that voicemail. It might be played. And that's toll-free from anywhere in the world, by the way. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. That's YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Please go subscribe to the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. And 4 days a week now, 4 days a week of the commercial break. So content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, ask TCB, ask Brian's mom. Send them all in, 626-ASK-TCB, number 3. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for all your support over the years of the commercial break. And we're giving you more commercial break to listen to. Unbelievably. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
That was a lot in one episode.
It was.
But I'll say I love you.
I love you.
Best you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
I said what I said, and I meant what I said.